This is the CCRA real-time examination. 6 minutes of Q&A at 200 words per minute. The first minute will be warm-up. We will stop briefly and then restart for the actual exam. Ready? Begin. Ma'am, when you met Mrs. Reed on August the 11th, what did she tell you about the injuries that she had sustained at the hands of her husband, Jeff?
She stated that Jeff had hit her in the head.
Did she say what Jeff hit her with?
What do you mean?
Did she say that Jeff hit her with an object or with his fist or what?
She said that he hit her with his fist.
Did Mrs. Reed tell you what injuries she sustained from his hitting her?
She said he hit her in the face and caused a black eye.
What happened to her after he hit her?
She stated she got very mad. She told him to leave.
Did she tell you where this assault took place?
Yes, she said he hit her when they were in the bedroom.
After Mr. Reed hit her and you said she asked him to leave, what happened then?
She said that he refused to leave. He started ranting and raving and yelling at her.
What did she do?
She became very frightened. She went into the bathroom and locked the door.
Did Mr. Reed then leave the residence?
No, he tried to break down the bathroom door.
What happened then?
She opened the door and he came at her.
This will be the actual examination. 5 minutes at 200 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Was she able to get away from him?
Yes. She ran into the kitchen and grabbed a knife.
Did Mr. Reed follow her to the kitchen?
Yes, he did.
Did he attempt to attack her in the kitchen?
Yes, he did, and that's when she stabbed him with the knife.
Where did she stab him with the knife?
In the shoulder.
Which shoulder?
I think she said the right shoulder.
Did Mr. Reed react in any way to this stabbing incident?
Yes. She said he became even more enraged and started hitting her some more.
Was there a moment when they both fell to the ground and were fighting for the knife on the kitchen floor?
Yes, there was. She said he punched her in the stomach and that the knife was knocked out of her hand. They both fell to the ground at the same time that they were trying to grab it. They started fighting for it.
Who gained possession of the knife first, according to what Mrs. Reed told you?
She did.
What did she do once she gained possession of the knife?
She stabbed Mr. Reed in the chest.
What did she say happened after that?
He fell against the kitchen sink, hit his head, and fell to the ground.
What did she say she did then?
She ran out of the house to a neighbor's.
Were you there at the neighbor's house that she ran to?
Yes, I was.
Was that your residence?
No, it is my mother's house.
What did Mrs. Reed do or say once she got to your mother's house?
I heard this screaming and crying. She was banging on the front door and screaming for help.
Did you respond to the front door?
Yes, I did.
What was the first thing that you noticed about Mrs. Reed at that time?
She was covered with blood and she was screaming.
What did you do when you saw her, ma'am?
I called 911.
Did you ask her what happened?
Yes, I did.
What did she say?
She admitted she killed her husband.
What did you do then?
I tried to calm her down while we waited for the police and the ambulance to arrive.
Were you able to calm her down?
No.
What was she doing?
She just kept screaming and crying.
Did she try to return to her house?
Yes, she did, but I stopped her.
Did you go over to the Reed residence before the police arrived?
No, I did not.
Did you see the knife or weapon at any time before the police arrived?
Yes, I did.
Where did you see it?
She had it in her hand. I told her to give it to me, but she wouldn't.
How long did it take for the police department and the paramedics to respond to your residence, do you remember?
Less than 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. It seemed like an eternity.
When the police arrived, did you direct them over to the Reed residence?
Yes, I did.
Where was Mrs. Reed at this time?
She was trying to get back into the kitchen to get to her husband.
After this incident at the Reed residence, when is the next time that you saw or spoke with Mrs. Reed?
It was later that same day.
Shortly after this incident, when the police and the paramedics arrived, was Mrs. Reed arrested?
Not at that time. They took her in for questioning.
Did you see them handcuff her or admonish her of her constitutional rights at any time?
No, I did not.
As best you can remember, tell us the sequence of events after the police and the paramedics arrived.
They entered the house. They were in there about 10 minutes, and they brought Mr. Reed out on a stretcher.
Where was Mrs. Reed at the time?
I guess she was sitting in a patrol car talking to the police officers.
Did you see Mrs. Reed go back into the house after the police had arrived?
No, I did not.
What happened after Mr. Reed was put into the ambulance?
The police stayed around the residence for several hours.
Did you have any contact with the police on that same day after this incident?
Yes. They came to my house and asked me what happened.
When the police left, did Mrs. Reed leave with them?
Yes. As I said, she was sitting in a squad car talking to one or two of them. I was standing nearby. She was eventually taken away by them.
Did you ever go down to the station or follow the police car down to the station to determine what happened to Mrs. Reed?
Yes, I went down to the station that evening and the police questioned me further about the incident.
Did you see Mrs. Reed on that evening?
No.
Did you ask the police where she was?
Yes.
What did they tell you?
That she was being held for the murder of her husband.
When is the next time that you talked to the police after this evening?
The next day.
Did they come to your residence, or did you go to the police station?
They came back to my house. Excuse me, they came to my mother's house.
Did you consider yourself a friend of Mrs. Reed's?
Yes, certainly. We were close friends. We had known each other through my mother for about 5 years.
How long had you known Mr. Reed?
The same length of time.
After Mrs. Reed was released on bail, when is the next time that you talked to her?
We met about a week after she got out of jail.
Where did you talk with her? Do you remember?
Yes, we met at a restaurant for dinner and drinks.
What was her attitude that day when you met her at the restaurant?
She was distraught and upset. She appeared totally depressed.
Did she deny the charges that had been filed against her?
Yes, she did.
Did you remind her that on the day of the incident, she admitted to having killed her husband?
I tried to approach that gently. I just asked her what she remembered about the fight and the stabbing.
Did she remember what she had confessed to you?
Yes, she did. But she was very firm in her claim that she killed Jeff in self-defense.
Did she say anything that seemed to contradict what she said 1 week ago?
No. She was consistent.